What's up, y'all? It's your boy Cafe about to drop another video on you guys. Let's get into it. So, there's been a lot of drama happening in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. A lot of drama. And I know some of y'all probably know about it. Some of y'all don't know about it. Well, we're going to talk about that today. And what I'm talking about is Diddy. Well, the last couple of months, there's been a lot of drama surrounding this man. And it's just going from bad to worse. And it's raised a lot of eyes and raised a lot of ears for some people. And for some people, it hasn't. So let's talk about this drama and how it started and how it led up to where it is now. And I don't want you guys just to watch the video, but I want to hear from you guys. So leave your comments down here so we can have this conversation. Now, it started back when Diddy filed a lawsuit against Diageo, was saying some things about them, saying that they was not pushing his brands, and he added some other things in the lawsuit as well. Diageo came out and said, hey, that this is not true. This is just these statements that he's making are false. And, you know, we want to continue to work with him. We want to try to work these things out with him, and, you know, so on and so forth. But Diddy was like, no, these are the things that they're doing to me. To the point where Diageo said, you know what? This is not going to work. We can't come to terms. We can't come to some type of agreement or some type of balance. So we're just going to part and go separate ways. That's what they did. Now, Diageo is the top spirits company in the world. They're number one. And we know what Diddy did with them, with Ciroc, how he blew that up for them. The next thing was Cassie. Cassie came out, filed a lawsuit against him, said some things about him, some things that was very disturbing. And it raised a lot of eyes and ears with people. But the thing about this with Cassie was that, number one, when she came out with the lawsuit and said these things about him, nobody from Diddy camp really responded. You know, his lawyers didn't say anything about it. He didn't make a statement, nothing. And the very next day, we all saw where he settled the lawsuit with her very quickly, the next day. Now, when somebody come out and accuse you of doing some things, the first thing you see is the person who they're accusing, their legal team comes out and say, hey, to defend their client, like, this is false, this is not true, and we're going to fight this in court. That wasn't the case here. They hurry up and settled the lawsuit with her. And people were like, wow. You know, that's kind of strange. You know? Then led to the next thing, to where Diddy got accused of doing some things with other people coming out saying that he did some disturbing things. To the point where his houses got raided. And not only did his houses get raided, that his kids was in handcuffs during these raids. Now, they did the raids on these houses because of all these people coming out saying disturbing things about him. And that's why I said it's just going from bad to worse, because now you have so many people coming out saying these things. You have people coming out filing lawsuits against him. And it's just like, wow. It's just going on and on and on and on and on and on. So now comes the point that people want to know that why are these people filing lawsuits against Diddy? Why is all these things coming out? You know, what's going on? But also, let me just say this. Now, according to Fox 5 News in New York, they're saying that sources are saying that weapons and videos was found in Diddy's home when they did the raids in his house, that they found weapons and videos. This is what Fox 5 News in New York is saying, that they said that sources have told them. So we don't know how true that is. But if it is true, then yeah, it's definitely gonna go from bad to worse for him. But as I said, why are these things happening? And why should, you know, people raise concerns about this? Well, the reason why people in Hollywood and in the entertainment industry should raise concerns, because let's just be honest, Diddy's parties are legendary. He is known for throwing legendary time of your life parties. And the people that attend his parties are not just regular people. These are top, well-known figures in Hollywood and in business that goes there. And now that they're saying that, they're saying that sources are saying that they found videotapes and things, I'm pretty sure that some of those people that have attended his parties are a little bit worried. Now, I'm not saying that they did things at these parties, because I know some people want to try to misquote people and try to say, oh, you're saying this. I'm not saying that these people did things at the party. What I'm saying is that from Fox 5 saying that sources have been telling them that they found these things, then it has raised, I'm pretty sure that it's probably raised concerns with some of the people who have attended his events. Because also they're saying that Diddy also had a lot of hidden cameras in his houses. So you see how it's just going, how it's just adding up. But also, I'm going to say this too. Now, some of y'all may not like some of the things I'm about to say, but this is just my opinion. And also about things that we've seen. Diddy, you know, from what has came out about him and some of the things that he was involved with, haven't been good. You know, we've seen the things about how he treats his artists and how artists have came out and said things about him, things that he has done to people in the entertainment industry. You know, just a lot of stuff. And some people will say that, hey, this is karma, because look at what he's done. You know, number one, with the artists on Bad Boy, how he treated them, how he robbed them for their publishing, how he wound up making tons of money and they wound up broke. To the point that now he decided to give the artist they publishing back. But for what? It's not worth anything. Because nobody's really playing any Bad Boy records or hits like that. And now they really not going to be playing anything from Bad Boy because of all the stuff that's all the drama that's surrounding him. So artists is like, what you giving us the publishing for? We can't do nothing with it. We can't make no money off of it because you didn't drain it completely dry. Now, one of the Bad Boy artists said this, and I kind of agree with what he said. He was like, Diddy took the publishing, gonna give it back to us, but it's not worth anything. If you want to do something, instead of giving us the publishing, just gonna cut us a check and give us the money. Which makes sense, because you're gonna give me something that's not worth anything when you've been lining your pockets with it for years. So instead of you just giving it back to me, just cut me a check for it. Give me some money for it. You know? And then just a lot of things with him getting into fights with people, where the situation with him and Steve Stout about the Nas video, where he beat him up with the champagne bottles or something. And Steve Stout, I think he filed a lawsuit or they did a settlement. It was just a lot of stuff coming out about Diddy, just a lot of stuff that had surrounded him that, you know, was making people feel some type of way about him and being around him. And now with all this stuff that's coming out now, people now are really, really moving away from him. Because of the fact of, you know, now he, you know, Bad Boy, that's not worth anything. Diageo, he lost that deal with them. Revolt TV, which he started and he owned, they forced him out of that where he had to sell the shares of that. And it's just like now at the point that nobody's interested in doing business with him. Now, he's got tons and tons of money. He's got money. I mean, financially, he's set for life. But is anybody going to be stepping up to the plate trying to do business with him anytime soon? No, they not. And he knows that. Now, we don't know what's going to happen as far as with this raid and what's it going to lead to. Only thing we can do is just sit back and watch and see where this is going to happen, what's the outcome going to be. Because he's also got those other lawsuits that's been filed against him on top of this. So it's just not a good look for him right now. And I can understand why people are keeping a distance from him and why some folks are worried. And as I said, not saying that they should be worried that they did some things at these events and at these parties. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that some people, it's raised some eyebrows with some people, like, whoa, shit. What do you mean hidden cameras and they supposedly found videos? You know, it's like the thing with the whole Freaknik documentary that's coming out, how some people, it raised concerns and some people was a little bit worried about that because some folks now who went to the Freaknik, some of them are parents, some of them are business people, some of them are lawyers or whatever. And now with that documentary coming out, they're like, hey, I'm a little bit worried because hopefully they don't show no footage of me. Or me being a little bit wild or whatever. So, and like I said, it's not to say that they did anything, but we know how some people can take things out of context. So we just have to sit back and just wait to see what's going to happen and see how this is going to unfold. But part of this, I would say, is that, you know, some people are riding with Diddy. Some people are not riding with Diddy. Some people are shocked about what's happening. Some people are not shocked about what happened. But the thing with him is that we've been hearing stuff about Diddy for years. Just like we was hearing stuff about R. Kelly. Just like we was hearing stuff about all these other people. So it's out now. But also, we're not going to sit here and try to act like Diddy was a saint. We're not going to sit here and try to act like Diddy didn't do a lot of bogus shit to people because he did. So some people may say it's karma. In a way, it is karma. So we'll just have to see. But you guys let me know how y'all feel about this. The whole drama surrounding Diddy's whole Hollywood drama. You know, what's your thoughts about it? I want to hear from you all. Let's have this conversation. Like, comment, subscribe. Stay tuned.